from being MIA for a while. Still posting once in a while, though. You know, updates here and there about my super cool and interesting life. So today's episode, I don't really know what it's about, but I really do at the same time. It's weird. I don't know how I want to say this. So, like, I guess, basically, these last few months, you know, throughout summer, too, I didn't realize until not too long ago, actually, that I've actually just been, like, crazy depressed. Like, like, I didn't even notice, and that sounds weird because you feel like you should notice, but after a certain while, it just gets kind of, like, that way of thinking just gets kind of ingrained in your head, so I really thought it was just normal, but, you know, I was going through a lot of shit, man. It was rough. Like, honestly, might be the lowest I ever get in my life. Was never suicidal. Like, I would never do that. Like, never off myself. Never, like, self-harm either. That's just cringe. Cringe as hell. But, like, man, I was going through mad existential crises, whatever the word is. Fucking, I kind of got into spirituality, and that was just a fucking mess. Like, I was super into it for like 2 weeks or so, and now it seems kind of dumb. It really does, but I still fuck with it a little bit. We'll get into that later, maybe. So yeah, it's been a really horrible, half a year, I'd say. And I've just been thinking that was normal. But I finally was like, not too long ago, it was sometime in January, I went to the doctor, because I've been thinking for a long time, since like freshman, sophomore year of high school, that I've had ADHD, and I brought it up to my mom, and she blamed it on video games. She's like, you don't have ADHD. If you, like, quit playing video games for a week, then I'll, you know, take you to the doctor. And I was like, fuck that, like, I got nothing else to do. So I played video games, you know, never got addressed. But now that I'm in college, it's kind of like sink or swim, you know? So, and this first semester, man, was awful. Like, that was probably when it hit the hardest. Like, I was just staying in my room all day. I would go to bed at like 8 or 9 in the morning, wake up at like 3 p.m., sometimes even like 4 or 5. And I just felt so bad about myself and my, you know, I felt helpless and pathetic. I was like, man, this, you know, like, why do I have to deal with this shit? So that was a slippery slope. Like, I'd probably say I don't know about September. I'd say like October to end of December. It was just terrible, bro. I had literally no motivation to do anything. I did not care about anything. Like, it was almost impossible to get, like, up from my couch. Like, I would just lay and sleep on my, like, futon in my dorm room all the time. And, like, I kind of thought I was during high school, but I was like, you know, I'm not going to say that. Like, it's probably just, like, I'm not going to think that about myself. That's, like, I don't know. Like, that was just how I thought, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense or not. But, yeah, it's become very apparent. So, I went to the doctors to talk about ADHD. He did not prescribe me Adderall or anything. I told him I smoked weed, and he was very cautious. He definitely thinks I would abuse them or something. But then he referenced me to a psychologist. I went there, did some tests. I have to mail them something, and then they'll have the results. But I'm, like, sure. Maybe not ADHD, because apparently, like, when you are depressed, like, you just, like, you have no motivation. I think, like, your serotonin or dopamine levels are so low, and that really influences your drive to just, like, do anything, to, like, participate in your life. And that's just not what I was doing. But the main point of this episode is, wait. So the doctor, yeah, the psychologist and doctor, he prescribed me an antidepressant, and oh my fucking god, dude. Fucking godsend. Is that what they say? I think godsend. It's crazy. Things are looking very up from here today. Like the main point of this episode, as I was saying, is that I've had, like, a whole perspective change, and it's crazy. Like, it feels like this day on, like, I got over the shitty part, you know? Like, it's just, it's almost clear sailing from here. Like, I can't say that for sure, because, you know, I don't know what the future holds, but... And I got really mad at myself for a little bit. I was like, how did I treat myself like that? You know, like, how did I think so low of myself? How did I just, you know, be a sack of shit in my room all day, basically? Like, how do I just, like, that's terrible self-care. And I, like, no wonder... No wonder I would be, like, sad or depressed if I don't do anything. You know, I'm not exercising, not really getting fresh air. And I don't have a roommate either, so it's not like I really, you know, I'm alone in my room. It's kind of a bummer sometimes. But at the same time, these rooms do be small, so... It's nice having the extra space. But yeah. I kind of forgot what I was talking about. Yeah, I was mad at myself. And, like, was kind of a victim of circumstance, you know, like, I think it was like April or March, sometime between there, was like the most stressful time of my life. And that was really when I got, like, I don't want to say go off the deep end, because it's not like, so like what I was going through, it wasn't like, you know, like suicidal or anything like that. It was just, I really could not find the joy in life at all. Like, this reality seems so harsh. And, you know, I just always wanted an escape. So, you know, I think I got pretty antisocial. I think I just isolated myself, man. But, like, yeah, like, okay, like, April or May or March or whatever I said, like, the most challenging time of my life, most stressful probably. I went through a crazy amount of stress. There was so much just bad happening with, like, my family and my relationships, and so that put a lot of pressure on me, and I didn't really realize it. I guess I, like, bottled it up, or it was just, like, having the weight on my back or whatever, and I just kind of got used to that. So, yeah, my quality of life just really went down the shitter. But we got antidepressants, man. He prescribed me a low dose at first. That was going all right. You know, a little bit more content. Now I got a higher dose, and like I said, today just feels like the turning point of a new chapter. And it is just so crazy when you honestly think about it. Like, it's crazy to me. Like, now I want to, like, I'm motivated to make better changes in my life now. Like, I want to get back into working out. I want to just face every day with a positive mindset. You know, find joy in the little things. And yeah, it's just crazy to me, because how my whole perspective is just changed now. Like, I actually want to, like, accomplish stuff now. And, you know, just get involved with my own life. And I've been missing out on that. And I haven't even realized it for a while. But yeah, my whole perspective just got flipped around now, thanks to probably these antidepressants. But now that I have this better mindset, it's crazy. Like, it happened just like that. All of a sudden, I'm, like, riled up about, like, I was just mad that I had to go through all that. But also mad that I didn't treat myself better. Like, and that didn't, like, the fact that I wasn't taking care of myself just made me spiral a bit deeper. Lost a lot of confidence. Fuck, what was I saying before that? But yeah, whole point, I want to make positive changes in my life. I am gonna I'm not gonna quit smoking, but I am gonna take a good break just to see the kind of person I am, like, without it. Because honestly, it's definitely been a coping thing for a while, pretty much since I got into it. Yeah, I was talking like I wanted that just escape, and it just made reality a little bit comfier or whatever. So I'm gonna see what that's like, see what kind of benefits it might bring, which I would have never done before. No, like, it was impossible. But yeah, now I'm just, I get it now. And the fact that, like, you honestly really do need the lows in your life to appreciate the highs. Like, honestly, I've been in a good mindset. I've tried to be as positive as I could, but there was always just this nagging feeling of, like, just, bad feelings. And the fact that, I don't know, I'm just thinking, like, my whole mindset is changing. It's crazy to me, because I'm so used to that other one. You know, they say, like, there's comfort in sadness or whatever, because, your brain gets used to it, doesn't know anything else. It's weird. But yeah, the fact that my thinking is so changed now, it's just blowing my mind. Like, how different life feels now. And I'm very happy about that. I think positive things are coming my way in the future. I think this has been I think this was a good it was a good experience for me, being at my, rock bottom, basically, probably. Rock bottom, yep. And I think I'm gonna look back on this time frame for just many years to come. It's gonna be like a building block for who I become as, like, a person, as an adult. And I guess I'm grateful for that. I guess I'm kind of proud of myself, just for overall getting through it. You guys, don't know my situation, so you don't, exactly know how big a feat this is for me. I'm just taking it in. I'm just taking it all in, and it's nice. I did a workout earlier, just in my dorm. I got this, it's supposed to be a pull-up bar for your door, and I got it for Christmas. But you can do push-ups and sit-ups and dips on it, so I figured I'd just take it with me. Did some of that, my body was just straight screaming at me, my head. I felt like I was actually gonna pass out. My heart was going crazy, but I don't know, something clicked. I was like, this is not me. I can power through these, feelings and these thoughts, because I'm, so sure that it's just my head trying to enforce bad habits And that's, it's like showing up physically. But I chilled for a little bit after that. Or like during that time, that was when I was getting really riled up about my whole situation. Like I'm in awe of how kind of pathetic I was, but I can't, you know, I can't be too hard on myself. A lot of tough shit. It's crazy to deal with. I'm proud of myself for taking those steps to go to the doctor and, you know, bring up the conversation, which led to me getting antidepressants, which is maybe gonna lead me to getting my probable ADHD fixed. Like, I'm kind of iffy about that now because, you know, maybe my serotonin or dopamine or whatever has just been so low. I've missed, you know, so I haven't wanted to really do much. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. So yeah. Damn, my memory's ass, to be honest. Yeah, proud of myself for fucking making those steps. Gonna lead to me maybe getting diagnosed for ADHD, so that'll make life easier to have, you know, just quiet my brain a little bit. But things are good. Things are actually good. I didn't, like, it's not like I think they're good right now, like, anymore, or like everything sucks, but I'll just deal with it, I guess. But I won't be happy about it. And it's just, it's a crazy feeling to dig yourself out of that hole. But yeah, so honestly, you know, I don't know what type of people are gonna be listening to this, but honestly, like, if your mind's, like, your thoughts and your mindset is not good, like, you're really negative to yourself, you know, depression, basically. If you think you're depressed, honestly, go reach out. It's a game changer. It was really hard for me to reach out, because as I've talked about before, haven't had a good relationship with my mom, so it's not really like I would want to ask her for help with stuff like this. So it feels nice. It feels like I'm taking the reins of my life from here on out. It's a good feeling. I know I keep basically saying the same thing. I don't know what else to say. That might be it. So I'll probably talk about just what's been going on too, like these last, how college has been and stuff like that. Just re-talking about the same thing, you know, me getting out of that slump. So yeah, Sorry, that was my speaker. If you heard that, I don't know. But yeah, we'll move on now. So, second semester of college for some of us, most of us, some of us in high school. It's crazy. College is crazy. It kind of sucks this year, to be honest, because, like, I think because of COVID, everybody's kind of antisocial and doesn't really want to show their personality at all. So, it's been hard to meet people. Granted, it's kind of my fault, too, because, like I said, I've just been pretty much a sack of shit in my room. But definitely doesn't help that it seems like everybody is like terrified to say even the most simple answer in class. Like, literally, you could, like, a professor will be like, what is it called? Like, the chemical structure of water. H2O. Everybody knows that, but nobody will say it, and it's like aggravating. Like, I want to meet people. I want to meet cool people. I do have to put myself out there more. Like, my hall does these like movie nights and stuff downstairs. I could go to that, but that's also super awkward because, like, I don't have a roommate. I don't have anybody to go with. I'm not necessarily good at just throwing myself in social situations with people I do not know. It's kind of scary. Like, I even know, I'm sure it wouldn't go bad. I'm sure it'd be fine, but I don't know. Maybe that's another step I'll take. Yeah, also, I don't know, man. I don't know if college is for me. Like, it just seems like nowadays, and in this society, bro, everybody realizes that shit sucks. So why do we have to hold ourselves down with even more shit that sucks? Like, it's your only life. You only get to live it once. And I'm kind of feeling that way. Like, I would like to, like, I think it would be kind of dope to just get a van and, you know, drive across the country. I think that, like, I want, like, I don't know, man. I think I'm just excited about, maturing as a person, I guess. Like, where I am when I'm 25, I don't know, but I'm hoping and, you know, excitedly hoping that I'm gonna be doing things I like, and I'm just gonna be happy. And, you know, college, I just feel like I'm not really getting anything out of it, you know. Like, obviously, it's weird this year with COVID. I like the social setting. Like, it's cool that a bunch of people your age are, you know, all in this bitch together. You know, some more friendly than others, but I don't know. I'm not really concerned about, like, what kind of job I'll have. I've had a plan for, like, a long time. Like, I've always thought, you know, finish high school, go to college, get a degree, and then I can just literally go anywhere from that. After that, it's my life to do whatever I want with it. I can use that degree or whatever. But I don't know, man. feel like if I got a degree, I wouldn't even... I don't know. It's hard to explain. I think you're probably kind of getting what I'm talking about. But also, I think I definitely should have took a gap year or something. Like, I definitely threw myself into this, you know. And like I said, the end of last spring was just a really awful time for me. So I definitely wasn't in the right headspace coming into school. It's getting better now, for sure. I'm doing better on my classes. We'll see how long that lasts. I'm in a food chemistry class, and I cannot comprehend. I can't do chemistry, bro. Like, what the fuck is a lipid? What is a lipid? Wait, what the fuck? What is a lipid, dude? I don't fucking know. I got a fucking... Oop. Anyways. Sorry, the loudspeaker in the hall went off. Yeah, chemistry, fucking... I got a 0 out of 10 on a quiz I took yesterday. I didn't think I would do that bad. Cheated all throughout chemistry junior year. I would put my phone under the desk, put an AirPod in, and watch Naruto. And when it came time for test time, I would just, like, I think it was Noah Buckwalter. He would just give me the answers, or, like, I would basically hound him for them during the test so I could get a good grade, and I did. I think I ended the year with like a B+ or something. And then the next year they made, you know, they applied the no phone rule, so I really got away with that. I just fuck chemistry. I don't get it. I don't know where to go from that. Talk about Bitcoin. So my dad is really into Bitcoin. Like, he knows all about it. He knows like the ins and outs of it. And so he got me started on investing in it. Right now I currently have $1,600 in Bitcoin, and Bitcoin's around like 50,000 right now. And my dad is trying to get like a Bitcoin or two, and he says that the value of a Bitcoin is gonna skyrocket to like fucking 1 million, or even like 10 million within like the next 5 to 10 years, he said. I trust him because he's scary. He knows way too much about it, honestly. He'll be texting me and shit, and I just don't get it. I don't know what he's saying. I don't even know how Bitcoin works, to be honest. Like, why? How did, like... Like, it's not even a real coin. How does it have value? I don't know. So, yeah. Investing in cryptocurrencies, they're saying it's like the future of money. It's you know, it's definitely gonna become a mainstream thing. So I'm trying to wedge myself in there, set myself up a little bit for the future. Yeah, my dad's definitely, you know, if he gets one or two, he's gonna be set for life, or a millionaire. So that'll be cool, actually. Right? Like, that'll be cool. And, you know, I'll make a small fortune. I don't know how much. I don't know what the math is from, like, 1600. 50,000 compared to what it would be if it, Bitcoin were worth a million. I don't know what that would be. I think it would double, right? I don't know. Whatever. Doesn't matter. So yeah, money moves, making big money moves. Doing some stock trading too. I got my tax return and I put $800 in the Snapchat. And I lost $50 so far. But not too worried. Not a smart idea, I'm aware. But my thinking was that the Snapchat stock has been on a rise, so I could just put a quick 800 in there and hopefully make it like 1,000. It went down pretty. It went down like $4, and yeah, I lost $50. But I'm. It's gonna go up. It's gonna go up. Snapchat. It's gonna go up. I'm just not worried. Not gonna lose all my money. Why would I do that? Why? Like, no, not happening. Gonna manifest it. Stocks are fucking stupid. I don't understand. Like, how does... It's not even real. It's not even real. What? It's not even real. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately. It's just about, like, society, the inner machinations of it, and just, like, I've just been thinking about it, man, like, how it really works, and how, you know, how it is structured. Like, there's so much talk about, like, honestly, I'm, like, bro, money is the root of all evil. It is so, like, it's so upsetting to me that money rules everything. I hate that. That's so fucked up. Like, I don't know, man. Like, as a society, I feel like we should just all be trying to help each other. Like, we should... Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Why we wouldn't be? Like, we're all the human race, so... But no, bro. Money rules shit. And I think about all the time, like, what if... Like, our government was different. Like, that would be crazy. Our way of life would be totally different. Honestly, it would be... It's probably never gonna happen until the fucking nation falls apart. But a change of government, I think, would... It is kind of necessary at this point, bro. Not to, like, socialism or fucking... Just, I don't know. It's just, you think about it, and society really fucking sucks today. Like, everything's so superficial. Like, I feel like we might have failed as a species. You look at it as a whole, and it's just, you know, so many terrible things are happening in so many parts of the world. Terrible things in our own, you know, country. There's so much corruption. And it's just crazy. And it's also upsetting to think about how most of these, like, politicians don't even really care about it. Like, they're just greedy. They're old as shit. They're greedy. They're trying to die comfortably. You know, shit needs to change, bro. Global warming is coming. It's happening, and it's gonna... The results are coming, bro. I just think we need to do better, man. It's tough. It is tough. Like, put me in charge. I need to rule the world. Everything would be chill. Not rule the world. I wouldn't want to rule the world. I don't know. I just wish we could do better, man. And I think everybody needs to try a psychedelic at least once in their life. It's just a crazy experience. I think it's very valuable too. Like, you just learn stuff, and it's dope. And they're slowly becoming decriminalized, which is cool. I think they are gonna serve a large purpose in, like, therapy and stuff. That would be probably my dream job, is to, like, kind of, like, I don't know, guide people through trips, or, like, help them solve their problems with psychedelics, you know? Because that shit's, like, proven, you know? It's proven to help, like, depression, anxiety. But, you know, this greed, man. They don't want to give us... Oh, God. I know how I sound right now. Believe me, I do. But, like, it's like how cancer... Like, I guarantee you, the cure for cancer is been long found. But, of course, they're not gonna... That brings in so much money. Cancer treatment is so expensive. And it's fucked up, man. Like, you gotta... Like, so many people can't afford that shit. And it's not even like you gave yourself cancer, but, like, shit, you can't pay for that. You're probably gonna fucking die. I don't know, though. Maybe don't take psychedelics, because I feel like I feel more connected to, like, the roots of us as a species, and that sounds dumb as fuck, but, like, you really just started thinking, like, why is life the way it is? Like, it shouldn't... We could just be doing stuff so much better. Rambling, to be honest, but yeah, I think about that shit all the time. I don't know where to go from there. This is 44 minutes. I mean, try to think if I can think of anything else. I'm sure there is. I know there is. I'm just not thinking of it. I was talking earlier about how, like, everybody's antisocial and shit because of COVID. So I haven't, like, really had anybody. But I gotta backtrack and say that Anthony's been around. He goes to Eau Claire too. I appreciate the time he has spent with me, even though he doesn't really have many people either. But, you know, even though he's not the best at advice or really comforting people, it's just, you know, I'm glad he's around. He's a good guy. Good guy. Glad to have him as my friend. You know, I think that might be it for this episode. It's truly been nice to catch up. I hope, you know, honestly, if you made it this long, I hope it was worth it. I mean, I know I definitely rambled on, reiterated a lot of stuff, but I don't know. I don't even know why I made this podcast, to be honest. Like, it's crazy that people, like, actually would, like, consider listening to me. I'm not that interesting of a guy. Or maybe I am. Like, I have no idea how other people perceive me, and that's crazy. And that, I think about that all the time, too. Like, what I would give to just, like, see what I look like in somebody else's eyes. Or even, like, it's like, what you think about yourself is, will never be the same as what somebody else thinks of you. And that fucking is gross. That's something not even to think about, because it's just, I don't know, it's like that feeling when you want to do something, but you, like, no, you can't. So, that's something you gotta live with forever. It's not knowing how people, other people really think of you, perceive you. So yeah, now I think we're gonna end it. Like I said, I hope it was worth it. I'm glad I was able to catch up with you guys. I'm glad you guys give a shit. It means a lot. And I don't know, man. You know, better days are coming, for sure, for sure. I think, I hope so. Like, I don't know. For me, I think so. I can't speak for everybody else. I hope better days are coming for everybody. You know, even if they've been good, I hope they get better. And I hope if anybody's listening to this and you're going through some shit, you know, it's definitely okay to talk to people about it. It's definitely okay to get help. You shouldn't let anybody else, like, water down how you feel, you know? Like, don't let anybody else tell you how to feel. You know yourself best, and you gotta take care of yourself. So, that's just if, you know, you gotta, anyways. Rest of your day or night, whatever time you listen to this. yeah, I will see you guys until the next one. God knows whenever that'll be. Who knows? Maybe since I'm feeling good now, I'll start them up again. Start the series back up. We will see. But anyways, goodbye. It was fun. It was definitely fun. Honestly, I really need to just shut the fuck up and end it because I... Okay, I'm gonna...